Welcome back to Tuesdays with Tim, the podcast that touches on all things related to brain injuries among children and those who've been impacted by my son Luke. Today I'm going to talk a little bit more about my son Luke and what just happened last week. Last week, Luke would have turned 18 years old on April 18th, Luke's golden birthday. This time last year, I spent 2 weeks in bed, in and out of bed, depressed. You know, I never nap. I think I have napped a couple of times in my entire life. And for 2 weeks, I napped every single day. I just wanted the day to end. I struggled so much this time last year, Luke's birthday month. I'm not sure exactly what happened to me because it had been a couple of years since Luke passed, but I really had a difficult time last April. And I was determined that that was not going to happen this year. And I knew it wasn't because of a couple of reasons. Number one, last August, August 3rd to be exact, I rid myself of anger, bitterness, and I forgave. And it was very freeing for me to do that. And I knew that I was on the road to healing. And for me, it has continued from that August 3rd until today. I know that I'm in a much, much better place. This past Thursday, on April 18th, the morning of Luke's birthday, I did wake up a little bit sad. I thought a lot about Luke and stories and memories, and I went in a place I didn't really want to go, where I was thinking about why did it happen and how I was going to get past it. But I was able to quickly get myself out of it. I got out of the house and went to the gravesite, and as I do on probably once or twice every week. And I remember that when I used to go to the gravesite almost every week, there was a moment where I put my right hand on my heart and I said, "Luke, you're in my heart." And a few times after that, I realized I really want to put something else in my heart. And I have a tattoo with a cross with Luke 8:39 in the cross, because Luke passed away at 8:39 in the morning. And that Bible verse, Luke 8:39, says, "Go home and tell everyone what God has done for you." I don't believe that was a coincidence at all. So I spent a little bit of time at the gravesite, and then I went to a baseball field. Every single year of Luke's birthday, I'm going to go to a baseball field in honor of Luke and in memory of Luke, because Luke loved baseball so much. Last year, Ellie and I were near second base, and we played catch for a few minutes. This time, I went to the Luke Siegel Field. This field is the most incredible little baseball field that you've ever seen. It is a mini Field of Dreams. Trent and Kim Petrie at Lubbock Baseball Academy decided to name the field the Luke Siegel Field, and I am just so forever grateful for that. So I went to the field, and I went near the second base area and just sort of thought about Luke and pictured Luke playing second base. And I even wrote Luke number 3 on there. Following that, I went to box, and I have been boxing with an instructor named Terry Washington over at Wright Cross Boxing here in Lubbock, and there are very few people that I can say this about, but Terry is one of them, and that is that Terry, in a lot of ways, has saved my life. I began boxing in January of 21 because I knew I needed to get out. I knew I needed to get my heart rate up. I knew I needed to get exercise and help myself emotionally and physically. And so basically every Tuesday and Thursday for the past 3+ years, I've done this. And I do 5 rounds, 3-minute rounds, and I can tell you that I'm exhausted. But over the last few weeks, I've had a lot more energy, and I think Terry has noticed it, and I'm just so appreciative of what Terry has given me, both physically, emotionally, mentally. After boxing, I went to lunch with a couple of people in my staff, Chelsea and Ruby, and they have just been not only co-workers with me, but just special, special friends. And I'm so appreciative of their friendship and what they mean to Team Luke Hope for Minds. I then did something that I had planned a week earlier. There's a little girl in town named Kat Carrasco, and Kat is 11 years old and had a surgery in February to remove a brain tumor. And she is currently doing radiation, and she finished radiation on the 17th, the day before Luke's accident. And she loves Bahama Bucks, which is shaved ice, and Luke loved Bahama Bucks. Before the accident, we would always get Bahama Bucks after a game. And then even after Luke's accident, I would give him little bits of Bahama Bucks, and he would kind of put it in his mouth and swallow it. So I knew how much he enjoyed it. So I decided to take Kat and her sister Haley to Buy 'Em a Bucks, and we spent a good few minutes just talking about things and how proud I am of Kat, because I believe she is one of the strongest girls I've ever met. And please say a prayer for Kat. She'll begin in May chemotherapy, and she is doing wonderfully well. And we text every day, and we talk about our fight and how to fight like Luke. And so she has given me strength and inspiration as well. That afternoon, I went to see my grandson, Tommy, who is 6 years old. I love watching Tommy in football and soccer. You know, Tommy kind of reminds me a little bit of me as a kid and as the way Luke was as a kid. Tough, he's athletic, and he loves to compete, and he's just outgoing and has fun. So I watched that a little bit. And then the evening really took off for me. Kate and Ellie, Alex couldn't be there, but Kate and Ellie joined me for ice cream, a place where Luke used to love to go to after games as well. And we went there, had an ice cream. And then I had bought a helium balloon for each of us. I gave Kate a yellow one. Ellie had a black one, and I had a blue one. Blue because I love the color blue, and Kate and Ellie because of the New Orleans Saints colors. And then we walked a little bit of ways away from there by a golf course and thought about Luke. And on the count of three, one, two, three, we released the balloons. And I remember as I released it, I said the same thing that I always say, and that is that, Luke, you're in my heart. And, you know, I talk a lot about Luke being in my heart. I also talk a lot about how Luke was always going to speak. I was convinced that Luke was going to speak. So many times in his last year, I would ask Luke, move your tongue if, and he would move his tongue quickly, faster than the year before, faster than the month before. I would also ask Luke, can I hear your voice? And sometimes he would open his mouth and nothing would come out. But most of the time, he would make a sound. I would say, Luke, I love you. And I would hear, the same amount of time that he was saying to me, I love you. And so I was always convinced that he was going to speak. But also because of that, that was one thing. But the other was that I only dreamt while Luke had his accident during those 6 years. And each time Luke was speaking in the kitchen. So I was convinced that Luke was going to speak. Well, when he got COVID and passed away on August 19th, 2021, he was not able to speak anymore. But he is still speaking today and every day. He's speaking through me. And he's speaking through so many people all over the country that reached out to us, to our family, to Jenny, to Kate, to Ellie, to Alex, talking about Luke. Just last week when I was shopping, a couple of people came up to me and said, I know it's Luke's birthday. Some people that I had never met before. And I was at a restaurant and someone said the same thing. I'm thinking about your son today. He has made such a tremendous impact, not only in Lubbock, not only in Texas, but all over the country. And it really warms my heart to know that Team Luke Hope for Minds is because of my son, Luke. Team Luke Hope for Minds supports children after brain injury because of Luke's accident. And I'll never lose sight of that. That is for sure. You know, I've written two books. It's In God's Hands came out in 2019. And that was basically a book about being a caregiver. The therapies that we did, the driving back and forth to Fort Worth, the therapies that we took, that we did every day, the evenings that I spent with Luke, therapies, the nutrition, the medicines, turning Luke, a lot about that. And then my second book came out in December of 2022 called Fight Like Luke, Transforming Grief into Love, Strength, and Faith. And that book is about a year in the life of a father who lost his son. But it was much more than that. It was also hopefully inspirational and motivating to some, because so many of us go through grief, whether it's a loss of a child, a spouse, a relationship, a job, a friend. And so that book, I think, resonates with a lot of people. If I ever do write a third book, and I'm leaning towards doing that, this next book would come out maybe in a year or two, and the book would center on my healing. Because I think this book actually could impact more than maybe the first two books combined. Because it's one thing to go through trials and tribulations, tragedies, just awful moments, depression. but it's another to learn how to heal from it. And I remember that when I forgave the family and when I forgave the hospital, what really happened to me that day is that I surrendered to God. You know, God has always been with me, near me, by me. But since Luke's accident, he wasn't always in front of me, leading me. And on that particular day, on August 3rd of 2023, I realized I didn't just forgive. I surrendered to God and I trusted in God. And that has carried me through ever since. My faith in my talks, my seven inspirations from Luke, I talk a lot about my faith. And in the past, I would talk primarily about how my faith has been tested. Today, in all my speeches in 2024, I talk about my faith in God and how I have trusted in God and I've surrendered to God. And I believe that this is a major part of my healing. And I know that the healing goes in stages, and sometimes it's sort of stale and sits still. But for the most part, over the last few months, my healing has progressed, and I'm grateful for that. And I know that it's a combination of my faith, my friends, my family, and just a much better outlook. And I don't know that I ever felt guilty or didn't have the capabilities to be happy or find joy again. I just knew that it wasn't there for me. And I know now that I'm getting there. I'm not all the way there, but I will tell you this, that I will take sadness over anger any day. And I have my moments, and lately they've been moments. They haven't been minutes, they haven't been hours. I do have my moments of sadness, and that's expected, and that's gonna be with me forever. You know, my son Luke is not here, but we all know that he is here. And those who are listening who have a child with a brain injury, you might wonder, how in the world is it possible for me to find joy, especially when you are listening, knowing that it's difficult for you to find joy because of what you're going through with your children. And then just those that are listening that don't have a child with a brain injury, but are dealing with everyday life. And I guess my, not necessarily advice, but what I would like to share with you is that, you know, I never believed that time heals. I just didn't when it came to this. Maybe when Texas Tech's loss in basketball, I could get over it a week later, or a New Orleans Saints loss, as trivial as that sounds. That's how I was when it came to sports. But you know what? Time has healed for me because of the fact that I have thrown myself into helping others, and because of the fact that I am strong in my faith. That's how I have become where I have become. It's not just because time is healed. It's because I've made the necessary steps to heal. And I think everyone listening can do the same. Because if there's anyone, and I mean anyone, that didn't think he could ever heal, it's me. Luke was my hero. Luke was my buddy. Luke was my shadow. Luke was my athlete. And I have three amazing, amazing daughters. I love them dearly, and I'm spending a great deal of time with them now, time that I wasn't able to spend as much after Luke's accident, and then certainly after Luke passed, because of how I was dealing with my grief. But I want you to know that you can heal. And whether it's through therapy, which is what I have done and continue to do, going to church or meeting with friends, I certainly recommend that. And just to let you know that it can and will get better. But something happened to me 2 weeks ago that I feel like I would like to close with this, because it really hit me hard. And that is, I was talking to my good friend Simon. Simon and I were college tennis teammates at the University of Arkansas. He's from New Zealand, one of my closest friends forever. And he's just been a tremendous person, a very strong man of God. And I was talking to Simon about Luke's birthday that was upcoming. And I said, for the most part, when I think of Luke, I get sad. Occasionally I'll have some good memories, but the sadness, it seems to overtake the good memories. And then I said something to him that I really can't believe that I said. And I said to Simon, you know, lately when I think of Luke, I'm uplifted. And he said to me, can you say that again? And I said, yes, when I think of Luke, I'm uplifted. And he was so happy to hear that. And it made me think twice that yes, now when I think of Luke, a lot of times I'm uplifted. Luke has given me strength. Luke is with me. Luke is speaking through me. Luke is impacting me each and every day. When I look at my bracelet on my left wrist that says, Fight Like Luke, it's a reminder to fight like Luke. And I know that Luke is smiling down from heaven, and he's proud of his dad, but he's proud of what Team Luke Hope for Minds has become. We have so much to look forward to as far as helping families to be able to raise the amount of money that we raised at our event in Lubbock, Texas. And then just last weekend, the event that we had at the golf tournament in Austin at Onion Creek, 150 golfers participated. So I'm overwhelmed. Our staff is overwhelmed by the support that we receive. And to know that families each and every day seem to call me, to reach out to me, to talk to me about not only how they can help their child, but what it really touches me is when they say, I want you to know how much I appreciate your reaching out, knowing what you've been through. And I want you to know how much it means to me that you are doing something for and with your son. And that will be what I do for the rest of my life. That Team Luke Hope for Minds is much greater than Luke, but at the same time, it's because of Luke. And I am continuing to heal. It is an everyday process, from forgiveness to sadness to bitterness to anger. But I just am so joyful that I'm able to move past a lot of that. And Luke is in my heart each and every day. And I look forward to sharing more with you about Team Luke and about my son Luke. Thank you so much for listening today.